Moo.
Let's go check out your apartment. I still can't believe you moved out. Like, how? I'm honestly so jealous. I mean, there's no one to wake you up and stay up as late as you like. You're really living the dream, huh?
Oh my god, it's great, honestly. I do what I want, when I want. The only thing was learning to cook, really, but maybe it's a good thing. Getting thrown into being an adult isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just the work is a little rough to pay for it all. Dealing with school and working right after sucks. I do kind of pass out quickly, so I apologize for not texting you back all the time. But the best thing is that it's so quiet in the apartment. Well, except when I moan your name every time think about you until I Cassie, I'm gonna
Shh, you're ridiculous. We are in public. You're a nightmare to go around with, honestly.
Yeah, but I'm your nightmare. Come on, Cassie, come to the dark side. You know you want to. Think of all the mean things I can finally do to you. I can really change that attitude of yours. You don't strike me as a cocky sub.
I think I'll pass. Yet again. You don't know when to quit, do ya? Now, come on. Are you almost there? I thought you said I wasn't far from school.
It's not. It's just around the corner. And then I can show you the bachelor lifestyle. So you come in for sleepovers from time to time so I don't get lonely. Oh, but it's going to be a storm tonight. I'm so scared. You're just gonna have to stay with me and protect me until it's over, which is tomorrow morning. Okay, this is my bad boy of an apartment. 212. Let me just get my keys from out here. This is the most awkward backpack I've ever had to deal with, honestly. You don't have to say anything. Just squeeze my arm if it's too much. You're so precious. Being able to kiss over you like this. Your neck. Irresistible like this. Can I do this? Where's that personality of yours gone? Always so confident around me. Rejecting jokes and teases towards you. Yeah, you're the one who kisses me first. It's about you, though. Relax for me, okay? My precious little kid. You always look squeeze my arm anytime. You like it like this, huh? And what if I look directly over your clay? Keep your legs nice and wide for me. I want you exposed for me. I want to lick every part of you. If it's sensitive, that's good. I want you stimulated and wanting more. Even if you don't say it out loud, your body innocent. Is it your first time? You're so beautiful. Can you feel how wide my tongue is over you? No coming yet, princess, okay? I'm not done with you yet. If you want to come, you have to tell me. Shy, but not to the point where I can't hear your delicate voice when it's under pressure, shall we say? Let me just lick you. Don't think about it, just enjoy the pleasure. Listen to how wet you are. Have I been slowly working away at your sanity, reducing you to a needy little pup, secretly craving my touch? Every move I make, wondering if I'll make it on you, but confident pups get rewarded for being able to do what they want in the moment. I think my pretty little fingers right away, don't you? Ah, you're so slick with what? You're squeezing down on me already. Patience, I'll let you come really soon, okay? Just let me get you all stimulated. Think you could handle me fingering you and rubbing your clit at the same time? Or is that enough to make my little pup go over the edge? I want to hear it. Will you come from that? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ah, well, in that case, you better come for me then. Come on, be a good girl. Come for me, you precious little slut. Here, get comfy. Let me put the cover over you. You look tuckered out from that. Let me play with your hair a little. You did amazing. Was it good for you?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, still so shy. Aren't you cute when you're like this? I want nothing more than to tease you right now, but I won't. Here, let me cuddle you, platonically, of course. I'll just pet you nice and gentle. Don't worry, I won't misunderstand this. I know you're not sure. I led you into temptation, nothing more. I know, so don't worry. I'm not going to hold this over you or anything.
What happens if you did?
If I did what?
Held it over me.
Huh? I would never do anything like that. That's why I'm saying it out loud, silly. To reassure you. This changes nothing between us. I'm still gonna be using my pickup lines on ya and trying to sneak a peek here and there.
No! I mean... want you to...
Want me to, like... this is... now something more? Well, in that case, I think it's time for you to get a lazy evening nap and we can talk about it when you wake up, since you're all gum-brained right now. You rest now, okay? I'll join you in Snoozeland as well. I'll just play with your hair a little longer.